calling through.
Hey, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. Yeah.
Oh my God,
what happened?
Oh, it was my system, and there was this thing that said, "You have been kicked out of this conference." It's like this robot lady's voice. "You have been kicked out of this conference." And I'm like, "Oh my God, I should kick you." You know, because that was not cool. All right, sorry about that. Let me go back.
That's okay. I was like, I guess I took too long.
No, it's just the Google gods making us work for it, but it's fine. All right, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. This is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Calling Heroes.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Christy Rivera, co-owner.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Absolutely.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails for Local Splash?
Yes.
Calls will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Great. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 31st, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249.00. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st day in the amount of $249.00. This will be a reoccurring payment. I believe the 31st will land on the 1st for you, okay?
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least three business days before your next billing is due. I'm getting a huge echo. So if anybody's monitoring, stop. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Christy.
Welcome.
All right. The next step is going to be you're going to get a Gmail invite. I'm going to set up a client interview time for you and Jesse. I'd like you guys both on the same page, unless, he's cool with it, whatever. I think he just wanted to make sure that we were worth your time and money, which I'm glad we proved. But when it comes to the client interview, it's good if you guys can be both there. Since this is a campaign, I want you guys all on the same table. That way you don't have to relay everything. And it takes about 30 minutes. And so I'm going to look at the calendar and see what we've got available and what when's best for you as well. Right? So.
Okay.
Let's take a look here.
I'm going to pull mine up too.
Cool.
Not the map.
I did want to send you that. Remember I told you I want to send you that dashboard? Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's get that done real quick. I'm going to send you a text with my contact, my extension 2411. It's kind of like, hey, it's me, Dan, let's get you on Google today, okay? So just ignore that. But you see my phone number up there. If you ever want to just keep that handy, and you can reach me. Now I'm going to send you that video. See, call tracking. think this is it. I don't know what's going on with my eyes. This is too much to look at. I believe this is it. Here we go. Let's see. Example. Yeah, this is it. Okay, send. All right, cool. So let me look at my calendar. You got yours up. Real quick, Christy, you may have received two texts, aside from my two texts. One should say, welcome to Local Splash. The other one is our terms and agreements. And so what I'd like you to do is, if you can locate the one that shows the breakdown of the service and where the money is allocated, like I explained earlier, that one there should be like a click to sign or authorize at the bottom. Take your time. Just let me know when you see that one.
I think this might be it. No, that's not it.
I should not have sent you those two texts just now on top of the two texts that come. As soon as you get charged, those automatically send out the initial ones that I wanted to make sure that you... And then I sent you some extra, so I'm sorry I messed you up there.
That's okay. Is this one it, where it says Local Splash to get your Google business profile verified? Is that the link you want me to click on? Please reply to the email or fill out the form here.
I don't. Does it show anywhere where you can sign or accept the terms at the bottom?
Let me click on it. My guess would be probably. Yeah, I think it's this one. Let me go ahead and do this real quick.
Okay. Did you say your son is in the Marines? Did you say that earlier?
Oh, no. My ex-husband was, and I fell in love with this area, and I always swore that I would come back. And then,
Were you living in Tennessee or whatnot?
Yeah, when he got out of the Marine Corps, we moved up there, and then I've been trying to ask. My current husband has always wanted to live by the beach somewhere. And I said, well, it's beautiful in North Carolina where I used to live. So if you want to visit and see what you think. And he fell in love with it when we came. So my youngest son actually moved with us. But my oldest son... His girlfriend at the time was going to nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
So originally they said, well, as soon as she's done nursing school, we'll move down with you. That never happened. She changed her mind. So for 5 years, I have been like begging him to please come move because we're a very close-knit family.
Right.
And so he finally moved. We moved him late last week.
Oh, what? Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh, you got him.
Yes.
All right. Congrats.
And his girlfriend are very happy. Well, his new girlfriend, and they love
it. Okay. So you got a new girlfriend, not the nursing home one. He has a new one?
Yep.
Okay, good. Well, that's great.
They've been together for 2 years. So.
Okay. It sounds now like the last one was holding him back from coming back.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad he's with you. That's great.
Thank you.
I didn't expect to hear that part, you know, that to pop out at me like that. Well, we got him last week. Oh, what? Okay.
Yes, exactly.
So I was
keeping it suspenseful.
Well, it was. I didn't expect that ending there. So no, it's a beautiful thing. Cause I completely understand that. In fact, I'm separated, you know, from my child's mom, and she decided to move to Oregon, you know, a few years ago. And with that in mind, I'm like, great. Well, my son decided to go to college in Arizona, and I'm in Southern California. So I go, great. Now my son's over there in Arizona. Well, he'll be coming back. You know, and then I realize, he ended up going to his mother's to stay up there in Oregon, right, to finish up the school there. And I'm like, you know what happened? You know, you used to be right here next to me. So it hurts. It hurts a lot. And I want to have the same ending that you do because, you know, his grandparents are out here, both grandparents, you know, both different sides of the family. But, you know, I don't know if you heard about people moving to Oregon. The prices were cheaper. Everyone's leaving California since, like, 10 years ago or more, or maybe even 20 years ago it started. So I don't know. As long as you're happy, I'm glad to hear about your story. But it's got to be tough, especially on a mom, to not have your child around, you know, to not be around, period. I mean, not in the same sky. So, you know, all I can do, and I'm sure you did as well, was just pray every day that, you know, that the kid's fine because you don't get to see him like you normally do, right? You know, kids are everything for us, but well, I'm glad
and
to hear
it. Hard. So my heart goes out to you because I know it's hard.
It's tough. But
especially if you talk to them and you hear it in their voice where there's something, but they don't want to worry you. But you
it's a girlfriend. It's the girlfriend that got him to go to Arizona, and he ended up like getting another girlfriend, and you know went to where his mother's at, and I'm like, you know, it's these girls. So what's happening is it's his heart. His heart is he's going through experiences that I think men will have to go through to understand how to handle everything else. And so it has been tough, but it's also allowed me to push on. I've had to learn that's got to be just instinctive. You got to push. You got to keep going. You can't just beat yourself up because things aren't perfect, right? So, and I've always got his corner, and he knows where I'm at, right? So it's a good thing. But yeah, it's tough. You know, the girlfriends can get in the way. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So glad to hear he's got a good good girl now, and that they're all close, so you guys can be together as a family. Because that's super important. You know, that my holidays are way different than they used to be. I'll tell you. So.
And it's always been he and, like, me and my kids. Like, even when I was married to their dad for 20 years, and but for the last, like, 10 years, he was pretty absent. He would come home from work at, like, 4:30 in the afternoon, but he would never interact with us. He'd just go upstairs and play on his computer or watch TV and not want to interact with us as a family. So, and then he would just down, you know, especially my oldest, he was really hard on him. He would always call him names and tell him he was stupid, and which he's not. He's a very smart kid. It just, I don't know what that was about. But now, and he lives 20, my son said, even after I left, they live 20 minutes away from each other, and he never would spend time with them or do anything.
You're talking
now,
about the dad, right?
Yeah.
You said
he moved to Utah with his new wife, so he moved even further away.
Look, you said he's a Marine. That kind of says a lot. And
he used to be, yeah.
Okay, and it's very tough, tough job. Not everybody can come out smelling like roses and keep it together. So I would imagine that has something to do with it, you know, kind of the stuff he's been through, even training. You know, they kind of get you tough, they get you rough, and that can be passed down. So the good part is, you know, that life is a balance, and it's clear to me that that your son's got a loving mom that overcompensates anything that is negative. Okay, so good thing he's got you, right? And now Jesse and his girlfriend and everybody else. So yeah, so sorry to hear about, you know, dad, but. You just got to wish the best for that guy too, right? No ill will, right? Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I've learned in my life to be so humble. I've learned that, you know, not to judge people. It's very, very, you know, close to what the Bible's been saying forever. You know, I've not been a super religious guy, but I've gotten closer to the living word because I keep seeing the similarities of you know, just mankind being better, or humanity being better if you let go of a few things, try not to judge, be humble, you know, put yourself in other people's shoes, you know, try to understand and take a step back, you know, because if we don't have that compassion, you know, we end up becoming a little bit, you know, messed up ourselves, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Right. So someone's gotta hang back and take the bullet, I guess, and that's okay,
yeah.
Right?
I say that too. I'm like, let it be me. It's okay.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
I'll take it, God. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I think they talk about as far as sacrifice, right? So yeah, it's kind of neat, the correlations, you know, how I'm kind of sewing up the fabric of the living word with my life. And like I said, I'm not really a religious guy, but I do believe in what's right, you know? And so did Jesus Christ, you know? We go. So I wanted to see if you got that thing clicked off, that were you able to sign that, the terms and conditions there?
So I think I got the wrong thing. I mean, not that I got the wrong thing. I think I clicked on the wrong thing. So I got a local/Google verification. I don't have to fill that out now, right? That's asking me for my email, my phone number, but then it's asking me to upload all these documents.
No, that's not the one.
Okay.
No,
okay.
So it would be like the terms and conditions where it kind of says what we're doing, the breakdown of the price, and at the bottom it should be kind of highlighted where you would click to accept
maybe it's this. I found it. Okay.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I went down too far. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Payments right there. Got all that. That's everything you told me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am signing as we speak.
Awesome.
And username, can it be whatever I choose?
Well, are we talking about are you looking at what? Username?
Yeah, after I signed it, it popped up to the local/ page where it asks for a username and a password.
Oh yeah, don't worry about that. That'll be handled in your client interview. Yep.
Okay.
So perfect. So that's signed on your end?
Yep. I signed it and we're good.
Okay, so I'm going to move on now. The next step is choosing a time that's good for you, about 30 minutes. Looking at today's schedule, today is Thursday. What time is it now? It's almost 10. Okay.
Is there any way that we can do it tomorrow? Only
yes,
because
that makes it easier. That makes it easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
No problem.
Because my oldest is going to be very active in the company.
Mm-hmm. And you want
so
him with you.
Something
okay.
that I would like him to be involved in. So
beautiful.
He knows.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Just make sure that he knows the security question, okay? Because obviously if you want him to be full on board, that's great. But if he doesn't know the security question, there will be no access, okay? So,
okay.
Yeah, all right. All righty. And so tomorrow I've got, let's say, it shows me from like 9 o'clock up. When would you prefer tomorrow, morning or afternoon for you?
If we could do sometime in the afternoon, that would be great.
Okay. And what are we talking about in the afternoon? I'm wide open, so whatever your heart desires.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, it's an hour frame, so whichever time slot you're choosing, we will call you. Expect us to call you within the hour. We are usually very close to the hour. So I just want to make sure that you have that window or that hour available.
How late do you guys do the calls?
I could do probably up to 6 p.m. your time.
Ooh, that would actually be perfect because
yeah.
we'll be here for dinner. Yep.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Are you sure? Okay. Let me
yes.
see. So, 1, 2, 3. I am 3 hours behind you. Okay. Let me grab your email.
And while you're doing that, I just want to say that I really will send my prayers and my warm thoughts and positive thoughts and vibes to you. And
thank you.
Hope that, you know, your son, maybe he'll just come back.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I appreciate that. You're so sweet. I believe in you and prayers, miracles, and so thank you very much for that. And I do believe that. I do believe that he'll be coming back because he's got a lot of friends out here. I'm telling you, miss him as well. So boys will be boys. Boys are different these days than they were back in the days. You know, they're going through a lot of different. School is different. You know, and. But ultimately, we're all still human beings, and he's got a lot of friends out here. He's just been on a kick with girlfriends. You know, the guy just started having, you know, his heart melt and then broken, you know, and so that's what I'm imagining he's just kind of going through. And you know how boys are, that boys are always close to their moms, no matter what. So it's normal. You know, I had told him that his last girl, the one before that I knew about, I said, you know, she's nice and she's pretty, but she's not serious. She has no goals. My kid has been an A student all his life, you know? And in fact, Christy, if you want to know some cool truth, I got a letter from the White House once with a golden seal on it, recognizing my child, and it was written to me by the head doctor, the head doctor of six presidents up until that point, acknowledging my child to be one of the brightest kids in America out of 500 selected, which 90% of them were seniors, and he was just a freshman in high school, and inviting him to a medical youth forum to witness the top doctors perform, you know, medicine. Now, it's stated that whether or not he wants to go in the field of medicine, this would help him with his credits, give him a free ride to Georgetown, all sorts of cool things. But I was choking with pride, you know. I couldn't even express to people the news I got. Yeah, it's a beautiful beige, like, white envelope with a golden seal from the White House. And I'm like, what? So what happened was my kid's teacher submitted an application behind his back, knowing how smart my kid was. My kid was engineering bridges in freshman year, you know? And so what happened was when he was in third grade or second grade, he had a bad teacher, made him feel very bad. And I said, listen, kid, that teacher's not going to be your teacher next year, okay? And you're going to have a new one. And don't let her make you feel bad. But in the future, I want you to ask your teachers, what can I do to get a good grade? How can I be better at what I'm doing here? Like, I want to get an A+. I want to learn what you're teaching me. So I will be asking you, you know, how can I do better, okay? And I told him, if you do ask them, how can you do better? Not everybody's asking the teacher that. That shows that you care about the time the teacher's spending with you, and that you want to learn. And if you ask that you want to learn, they will teach you. And it worked. And ever since then, he had A+ all his life, right? So I was blown away. And then that happened. Now, if he was just as smart with the girls, it'd be different. But that's not the way it works, you know what I mean? So it's okay. He's going through it.
It sounds like he's a lot like my son in the fact that my oldest, he falls fast and he falls hard.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. And
he
you
has
know,
such a big heart, so he's always trusting and it, no matter what is done to him, he goes into the next relationship like a brand new. He doesn't sit there and think, oh, well, this one did this, so she's going to do, you know.
Right.
So, and it sounds like he's the same way.
Exactly. You're nailing it. Exactly. And that's okay. I mean, I would rather have my son have a big heart, right? Same with yours, than a cold one, you know? So they're going to learn. They have, you know, this is what we do. We learn from experience, you know? I've always had a very protective mom myself. My mom can see through people, and she has always warned me, be careful, you know. And for the most part, she's always right, you know. And I would ignore it. I'd ignore it because I would just be blind, you know, love is blind. So I've been through it. Now I'm watching my kid go through it, and that's okay, you know, and hopefully one day I'll see my grandkid go through it. So
yeah.
Love is love. All right, let's see
here. But at least he knows you're always there for him, no matter what.
That's a fact.
That's very important. Yeah. I know that you're not there physically. And yes, you know, boys need their moms. They also need their dads. And it's nice that your son has Your son has you.
That's right. He knows that. He does. That's the cool thing that I know, too. He knows that, hey, the kid knows I'm in his corner. So whenever he feels like reaching out, I'm here. So
yes.
in just a moment, you're going to receive an email from me.
Okay.
Let me just make sure I have this right. Okay. Christy. All right. And then let me get your email. All right, and this is for three, right? Okay. Tomorrow's the first.
Yeah, I can't believe we'll be in September already.
Yeah. I know it, right? Okay. Here's a shocker. Christmas is coming. This is what I know. I know you got to shop in September. You know what I mean? So you don't get stuck in December going, oh no, I got to shop. So, cause it is right around the corner, you know? You got the email. Let me know once you have it, Christy. Oh.
Yes. And I put a
Y by mistake instead of an I, but I'll fix that right now.
It's okay.
Fix that. Okay, let me know once you've accepted it. That way I'll see on my end.
There we go. It's on my calendar and I accepted, so you should see it.
Yes, I do see it. Thank you for that. So we're good there. All righty. And so that's it. 3 o'clock between, I'm sorry, your 6 o'clock between the hour and 6 and 7. More on the 6 side. If not exact, right? Just keep yourself available because they will get to you ASAP within that hour and take very good care of you. And I want to be the first to say thank you for your business and also a huge pre-congratulations on your future success through Google and us in marketing and being found. After speaking with you, you guys are not my average clients. You're special to me, more special because I get to know you. So I can only imagine what your customers are going to feel like once they get to have the pleasure of your service, repeat referral business, and keeping you guys busy as you can't want to be until you ultimately decide to retire if that day comes, right? So enjoy your success, guys, and we will see you on Google. Mm-hmm. If any other questions for me before I let you back in the wild?
I guess you. I know that we talked before a little. Well, not really talked, but hit it for a couple seconds about a website, and I said,
yes.
Because it does seem like I've been going back and forth with them, with Zen Business a lot, and I feel like I'm kind of chasing my tail.
Are you? Okay, what's the name of the company?
It's Zen Business.
Zen Business. Let me see.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just want to take a quick look at them. Okay, I see. And so what's been happening is that they're not really responsive or something?
Right.
Okay. Zen Business does not, let's see if they have. They have no Google profile, therefore nobody can see their negative reviews, right? So that's a red flag for me.
Uh-huh.
When doing business with anybody, right, you generally want to make sure that they have a place where people, where there's transparency. So what Zen Business has here is an ad under their name. So, and then LegalZoom is somehow an ad underneath that. And then you have the organic listing, which is just Zen Business. Okay. And nowhere does it have, okay, USA Today, you have 4.4 star rating. I just don't know how many reviews. I'd have to click on that. 4.2 star rating. U.S. News. Forbes, 4.5. These days you can pay these outfits for those reviews, you know. So if they're not being responsive, listen, I'm going to include a custom website for you. Just disclose it to your I'm also going to put in the notes that you were having one built with Zen Business, but they're not responsive to you. And I'm imagining that you kind of want everything under one umbrella, right? So that you don't have to deal, right? So we're going to, do you have a company logo for the business? Perhaps on your Facebook or something?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So, I'm going to include the custom website. They're going to see that when you have the client interview. Obviously, they're going to bring that up to you, and you can let them know that I included the website because you want to keep everything under the same umbrella, right? And that's all included. You're good to go. The website, let me give you like a breakdown of the timeline. So I want to make sure that you have a very clear perspective of what to expect.
Okay.
All right. I'm actually opening it up right now so I can actually like read it and see it. So days one between day three, client interview, right? Content editing, quality control. Day five to day seven, reporting dashboard and directory submissions. Day seven to day 14, splash page, which is your Google website. Your website thrust, it's going to be done within 7 days to 14 days. Also your Facebook ads. Day 30 to day 45, listings begin to appear, ranking increased over time. Day 45 plus continuous reporting, ongoing review, and customer support. And so basically it's just like this. You saw, and it's in the terms and conditions, 30 to 45 days, you're witnessing maximum results. It's written maximum. Even at just the beginning results, you're going to see return on investment, right? So with our capability, within 30 to 45 days, you should be seeing maximum results. But it gets better in time. And this is something that I want to explain to you because I can tell you're invested. Imagine, like say, Google covers about 50 miles generally as a local directory, right? And search engine optimization is a drop of water in the middle. Imagine that 50 miles is a sponge. And SEO, or search engine optimization, is a drop of water in the middle of that sponge that will saturate outwards, okay? And so you peak up in your area, you spill over. You peak up, you spill over, and it continues. So it ends up allowing you to handle the public demand. You know, if you were showing up in 50 miles, like let's say, I don't know your area very well, if the cities are far apart from each other or pretty close.
Pretty close for the most part.
Okay, good. So just imagine like 50 miles of everybody seeing you for dumpsters. Your head will blow, right, if you got all those calls because there's a lot of people searching. So as this cruises outwards, right, it will allow you naturally to grow with the public demand. So your business gets stronger. You can expand, right, as the marketing expands your visibility. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, so that way you don't die. You're like, oh, my God, everybody's calling me. All right. All right, so I think we're all set here. And again, pleasure to speak to you, Christy and Jesse. And I wish you guys, of course, my best. I'm always here for you. My hours, 7 to 4, Pacific Standard. So for you, I'm here from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7. Again, an hour lunch, but I'm usually always around my desk. And again, you have my extension 2411. If you just ever want to say hello to me, you know, in the future, I'm here for you, okay?
Thank you.
My pleasure.
And same here, honestly.
Thank you. Yep, I'll be watching you guys grow on Google, so definitely looking forward to that. And also have an amazing day out there, okay? You guys take care.
Thank you. You too, Dan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.